We are reading from the writings of Bala Sulam. We're reading the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. We are in the subtopic of the refinement of the screen to the emanation of the Partsuf, item 30.
Yes, we're learning that in essence, what is determining the relationship between the creature and the Creator is in order to align the will to receive towards the Creator, meaning in order to bestow. As much as he is capable to do that, so is his state in the system of the Creator. This is why we have here a screen within the creature, where the screen determines in which state, degree, the creature exists in relation to the Creator. Everything is determined by the screen. Yes? When the screen is placed over the 5 degrees of coarseness in the creature, in the degree of equivalence of form with the Creator, I am for my beloved and my beloved is for me, in that he determines his degree. A state of how much he receives and how much he bestows, he always wants to be in balance with the Creator. And here we begin to see the work of the Masach. That it receives, purifies, disappears, grows, diminishes, and through all of these actions, he does various connections between the Creator and the creature. Let's read, please.
So the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 30. To understand the matter of the cascading of the degrees through the 5 levels, one below the other, explained above concerning the 5 partsufim of Ak, as well as in all the degrees appearing in the 5 partsufim in each world of the 4 worlds, Abia. Through Malchut Avasya, we must thoroughly understand the matter of the refinement of the screen of the Guf that is implemented in each of the Partsufim of Ak, the world of Nikudim and the world of correction.
Meaning we see from here that all of the center of the connection that exists between the creatures and the Creator is the screen. And the size of the screen determines also the form of connection between the creatures and the Creator and the Creator and the creatures. And there is nothing other than that. Only the essence of the screen, its force, its form, it determines the state of the creature towards the Creator. Okay? Let's go.
31. The thing is that there is no partsuf or any degree at all that does not contain 2 lights, called surrounding light and inner light. And we shall explain them in Ak. The surrounding light of the first partsuf of Ak is the light of Ein Sof, which fills the whole of reality. Following the first restriction and the screen that was erected in Malchut, there was a coupling by striking from the light of Ein Sof on that screen. And through the reflected light that the screen raised, it drew the upper light to the restricted world once more, in the form of 10 Sfirot of Rosh and 10 Sfirot of Guf, as in item 25. Yet.
No, I don't think that there is questions.
Yet this extension from Ein Sof in Partzuf Ak does not fill the whole of reality as prior to the restriction. Rather, it is discerned with a Rosh and a Sof. From above downward, its light stops at the point of this world, which is the concluding Malchut, as in the verse, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, and also from within outward, since as there are 10 Sfirot from above downward, Kachabtum from above downward, and the Malchut concludes the Ak from below, there are 10 Sfirot, Kachabtum from within outward, called marrow, bones, tendons, flesh, and skin. The skin is the Malchut, which ends the Partzuf from the outside. In that respect, Partzuf Ak is considered a mere thin line compared to Ein Sof, which fills the whole of reality. This is so because the Partzuf of skin ends it and limits it from all sides, from the outside, and it cannot expand to fill the entire restricted space. Thus, only a thin line remains standing in the middle of the space. The measure of the light received in Ak, the thin line, is called inner line. The difference between the inner light in Ak and the light of Ein Sof prior to the restriction is called surrounding light, since it remains as surrounding light around Partzuf Ak, as it could not clothe within the Partzuf.
Shilot.
Questions.
Zemovan.
Is this clear? Don't be shy. We can read it again. Are you up to reading it again?
Again, item 31. The thing is that there is no partzuf for any degree at all that does not contain two lights, called surrounding light and inner light. And we shall explain them in Ak. The surrounding light of the partzuf, of the first partzuf of Ak, is the light of Ein Sof, which fills the whole of reality. Following the first restriction and the screen that was erected in Malchut, there was a coupling by striking from the light of Ein Sof on that screen. And through the reflected light that the screen raised, it drew the upper light to the restricted world once more, in the form of 10 Sfirot of the Rosh and 10 Sfirot of the Guf. Yet, this extension from Ein Sof in Partzuf Ak does not fill the whole of reality as prior to the restriction, Rather, it is discerned with a rosh and a sof. From above downward, its light stops at the point of this world, which is the concluding malchut. As in the verse, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives. And also from within outward, since as there are 10 sefirot, kachabtum, keter chokhma bina tiferet malchut, from above downward, and the malchut concludes the ak, adam kadmon, from below, so there are 10 sefirot, kachabtum, from within outward, called marrow, bones, tendons, flesh, and skin. The skin is Malchut, which ends the Parzuf from the outside. In that respect, Parzuf Ak is considered a mere thin line compared to Ein Sof, which fills the whole of reality. This is so because the parzuf of skin ends it and limits it from all sides, from the outside, and it cannot expand and fill the entire restricted space. Thus, only a thin line remains standing in the middle of the space. The measure of the light received in Ak, the thin line, is called inner light. The difference between the inner light in Ak and the light of Ein Sof prior to the restriction is called surrounding light, since it remains as surrounding light around Parzuf Ak, as it could not clothe within the Parzuf.
Yes, Itzik. כשכלי מתפתח מלמעלה למטה זה דרגות אביות, נכון?
When the vessel develops from above downward, it's called degrees of coarseness, right?
Oh, well.
So what does it mean from inside outward?
From inside out, we'll learn, because there is inclusion of the sefirot, and just like there is a sefirot from the Creator to phase four, and from phase four back to the Creator, there are also sefirot that are filling the pursuit from inside out. Inclusion, it's called.
Ken.
Why do the spiritual parzufim and worlds have organs that we can see in man? Because it's a world. Why does it have skin, flesh?
Everything is created according to that form that is called Adam. It's nothing other than Adam. Creator created Adam. And this person, this Adam, includes all of the worlds, all of the Parzufim, all of the Sefirot. This is called Adam.
So what's the difference when we speak, let's say, about flesh and bones in a Parzuf or in a soul? So what is the difference?
יש להם שמות בשלהם כדי להבדיל בין זה לזה.
אז מה המשמעות של עולם במובן הזה? אם הנשמה מגלה...
So what's the meaning of a world? If a soul discovers a world, so it discovers this whole structure in the world?
דרכה.
Yes, through it. Who wanted to ask there?
I got it more or less.
Okay, so you don't want it.
No, I do want it. About quantity and quality. It's also from above downward and from inward outward.
Yes. Wherever there are lights and vessels, there is that question.
What's the reason that it didn't just end here? Because he calculated, he understands that he can receive a certain part, and then there's inner light. Why didn't he just take everything and finish the story?
He can't receive in order to bestow anymore.
He could calculate on 100%.
According to his own strength to receive in order to bestow.
And fill the whole goof.
No, it's not according to the will of the Creator who wants to give him more.
No.
But he filled him all the way.
No.
So what's the reason it wasn't?
Because he doesn't have the strength of the Masach who agrees to receive all the light that comes to him.
What's the force of the screen? How do you measure that?
The intention in order to bestow.
That's the screen, but how do I measure the force?
The force is measured according to the screen that is able to receive in order to bestow.
And why can it only receive 20% and not 100%?
He can't. This is how it is. Because to receive, in order to receive, he can do 100%. But to receive in order to bestow, let's say he can only do 20%. And even less than that. It is written in a very thin line.
Right.
Again.
Shelot Internet, Sam, my French, Echad Shoel.
From the Internet. Sam from French 1 is asking, what's the difference between the 10 Sefirot of Rosh and 10 Sefirot of Guf?
Rosh is an force in potential and goof is in practice.
Women, Hebrew 1, as much as the inner light grows, also the screen can refine itself?
No, the light is a result of the screen and not the screen is a result of the light.
Toronto 3 and Kabu 8 are asking, what does it mean? And his legs were on the mountain of olives.
Meaning the spreading of the light from Ein Sof, let's say from Rosh of Galgalta until the Siyum of Galgalta, which is the end of the will to receive.
Women USA West, how does a Potsuf expand? Is that a number of Potsufim or only one Potsuf?
It is about a multitude of partsuf, many partsufim. And they all connect and, let's say, are called partsuf, ak, partsuf, sag. But inside there are many, many partsufim. In every discernment, every small discernment, you have calculations and screens and coupling. The refinement and so on.
Ken.
That's it?
Malchut of Ein Sof restricted itself, and then there's work in the Patsuf that is described here as a thin line.
Yes, because it is not able to receive anymore.
My question is, is the surrounding light that it seems much greater than this thin line?
Yes.
In the end, does this potsuf need to be able to encompass all this?
This potsuf needs to expand until the Ein Sof and receive all of Ein Sof within it. And this is called the final correction.
And it will be a partsuf?
It will be a partsuf. One partsuf. 10 complete sefirot. Okay.
If Galgalta is the coarseness of phase 4, right?
Yes.
So it seems like phase 4 is Malchut.
This is something else, but yes.
That's what isn't clear to me.
חישוב ואור.
So it calculates and reflected light, but then it turns out that there's a vessel of Keter, that it only receives the light of Nefesh in it.
Correct.
So why is it like that?
So we need to study the opposite value of lights and vessels, where the Partsuf of Galgalta is the first, but when he receives the weakest light. As he passes the light of himself, the light grows because he passes it, conducts it through him. And as Galgalta receives all of the lights, as he sends them downwards to all of the parts of him.
So why do we say that Galgalta is coarseness of phase 4 and it takes out the Patsuf of Keter?
Galgalta is not phase 4?
We say that the Rishimo, that the record is phase 4 of phase 4. That Galgalta performs a coupling on phase 4.
No, no.
4, 3, 2, 1.
זה יוצא זיווג.
So why is there a coupling as if it should have been the Kli of Keter with the light of Yechidah? But there's Kli of Keter that gets the light of Nefesh instead of the vessel of Malchut that has the light of Yechidah. Why?
This is all of the confusion people have that begin to study, that they do not account for the opposite value of lights and vessels.
If it would have called Galgalta the root, so I would understand everything. So the root performs a coupling on Keter and gets the light of Nefesh. And until Bon is phase 4, supposedly, but it's not like that.
And
then there's Malchut and...
You've twisted everything. Bon is the viut of Shorish.
Exactly. So why does he call Galgalta a viut 4?
It receives all of the light of Ansof, as much as required of her, all the other parts of him that stand behind her, and supplies to them the filling. This is why it is called Keter in regards to them. And it has a very great coarseness in order to receive this light, as much as there is an Ein Sof in order to fill all of the other parts of him after it.
So why to begin with it didn't have this coarseness? If it had the coarseness of all the light of Ein Sof,
she has no need. She has no need. It all happens after the restriction. That no one wants to open itself to receive the light. For what? In order to receive, certainly not. In order to bestow, if there is a demand from below, then each will open himself gladly in order to receive from the above and to pass below.
So there's a potential to receive all of courses of phase 4.
All of the courses.
But specifically only receives the Keter.
Only according to the demand, because it wants to work only in order to bestow, only in bestow.
Thank you. So could you say that Galgalta and its plan, its essence, it already, it's clear that like Nip said, we build the potential for Gmar Tikkun, but we know that in Galgalta we don't implement it yet, but a process starts of five Paltzufim that eventually will fill it.
We do not think of the final correction. We think of what can we do for now.
But in Galgalta, there's already that space to receive all light of Ein Sof in Oviyut Dalet.
It hasn't been revealed.
It wasn't revealed, but it's there. It's restricted, but
no.
In potential.
Exactly. So the opposite value of life and vessels just depict the implementation of that potential just gradually?
Yes.
No.
תשאלו, אנחנו צריכים להיכנס, זה לוקח זמן. הקורונה עברה עלינו.
Okay, שאלה לגבי המפנים.
Keep asking, the corona is passing on, is fast on us.
So he says we can look at the tensiot from inside out, the marrow, tendons, and then he says that the skin is very thin. I don't understand that whole explanation.
Partsuf has a structure, like a barrel, that fills itself from above downwards, Keter Chochma Bina Seran Pin Malchut, and fills itself from the inside outwards to the edges. This is called marrow, bones, tendons, flesh, and skin. Mochar samot gidim.
So why is the inner light caught a very thin line when it expands?
Because it is limited. Still, as much as it receives, it's not like a barrel that you're depicting. Rather, it is still in relation to the light of Ein Sof that is endless. What he receives inside is a very thin line, which stands in the space.
In relative to the great light of Ein Sof?
Yes. Yes.
זה טוב טוב שאתם שואלים. רק תשמעו מה שעונים חברים.
It's good that you're asking. Just listen to the answers.
Yeah, we can really get a nice broad picture, but I wanted to scrutinize the matter of the line, the thin line from above downward. Could it be that the line is, he calls it a line because it's restricted, it's constrained in a very clear way?
What is a line? Like you're given a line, it's like a measure that you're given a measure and not more, meaning this is a measure of how much a vessel is able to receive in order to bestow according to its natural.
Yeah, according to the decision of Token Dalosh.
Yes.
So the line is after the decision in the Rosh.
Yes. Head is round, let's say. Head is round, and the body is a line.
What does it mean that the line, that the Rosh is round? That the Rosh is round, what does that mean?
So there is no line. Rosh is all of the sefirot and all of the lights, and then he calculates in the mouth of Pederosh how much he allows for the lights to pass from the Rosh to the Guf, and then the Guf is a body, is the Guf.
So Rosh is all the desire to bestow? That isn't scrutinized yet.
Let's say unscrutinized. We're not going to get into it.
A question from a friend. In the text it says, in 31, he says there was a coupling by striking on the light of Ein Sof on that screen, and by its reflected light that raised by the screen, it extended the upper light to the world of Tzimtzum. What is the world of Tzimtzum, of restriction?
If Malchut was restricted, we are speaking of the state that before the creatures were created, the upper light was fulfilling all of reality, and then he restricted itself in the middle, and the light got out, and then there was only darkness. Now, the malchut of this desire, of this black desire, empty, is awakened, and it wants to continue to pass the light, but now it's according to a different law. It's according to the equivalence between her and the light. So if the light enters, it enters as a very thin line, and penetrates and arrives to the center of that space. So far, good?
Yeah, it sounds amazing, but the world of Tzimtzum.
So the world of the Tzimtzum, the restriction is that Malchut that received the light of Ein Sof and then restricted, and the light of Ein Sof exited it, and it remained empty. Dark and black, and it is called...
Evanti, tada.
I understand, thank you. You mentioned that the light of Ein Sof restricted itself in the central point. Who performed the restriction?
Who performed the restriction? We have to say that the vessel, the Malchut, restricted itself.
So
why does it say that the light restricted himself in the middle point?
Because it influenced her in such a way that she restricted herself.
No.
He describes that in the world of Tzimtzum there's a Malchut that ends the Potsuf on the outside to the Malchut that ends from inside. What's the difference between them?
There is Malchut that ends itself in Malchut de Guf, in the end of the Pertsuf, and Malchut that finishes in all of the private sefirot of the Guf, in the sides, let's say. And then it comes out a thin line of the light of Ein Sof.
About the thin line, why is the world of Tzimtzum filled by a thin line? Because the ten sefirot are filled. So why is it only a thin line? It restricted against the whole light of Ein Sof.
All of the filling after the restriction is as a thin line.
Even though it fills the full ten sefirot?
Yes. Because before there was a circle, now it's only a line.
He writes that all our study comes from the refinement of the screen of the goof. Why not of the expansion in the goof?
We'll learn later. Write down the question, we'll learn about it later. Yes, sir.
About the sense of the reflected light that he extended the upper light to the world of Tzimtzum. What is the world of restriction? Love. That's Malchut. Malchut is called a world. First it was open for the lights that filled it, swelled it up like some ball, and afterwards the light came out, and the Malchut restricted itself, and now it's receiving the light, so it only fills her as a thin line, instead of that circle or sphere that was her first shape.
It's the object that had the form of a ball and then restricted into the Malchut, so it's phase four. And then will come an object that will be called Partsuf or Partsufim.
Yeah, it's all in the same place.
Yeah, so what is the difference when it's defined as a world where it's restricted or as a Partsuf or Partsufim?
It's according to the way sorts of fulfillment of connection between the will to receive in that place with the Creator.
What form of connection is defined as a world, and what form of connection is defined as a partsuf within the world? A partsuf is within the world, right?
A world is made of five partsufim.
So when they say olam, a world, it's only one thing that you're talking about, that is talked about as malchut, that goes through various actions. When is he talked about as the single object, as the world? And when is it referred to as partsuf?
Partsuf are ten sefirot with rosh toch sof. five partsufim are called a world.
In the world of restriction, what is this reality?
That Malchut restricted herself. It's called the world of the Tzimtzum of restriction.
In the next, its next action will already be Galgalta.
Yeah, that starts working as the Paltzuf with the screen, with the wall to receive in the screen, that weighs as much as she can receive in order to bestow.
This action comes out within the world of the Tzimtzum.
Yeah, and starts filling the world of Tzimtzum.
And then a series of actions that is started by Galgalta and will be as five parts of Fim will build a world within a world?
Yeah, five worlds until we reach the world of Ein Sof.
Beseder. Ken.
The first time, you can hear. The first time that we're doing the action of Masach, the calculation, we're going for the whole sum. And then you don't really know if you succeed, if we brought contentment to the fullest, or we're not certain. The next stage is the next partsuf. How is it revealed? Meaning, what needs to happen for that next stage?
After Malchut discovered that it is entirely the will to receive, she starts receiving according to her desire to bestow in Keter Chochma Bina Zeran Pin and Malchut. And when she comes to Malchut, she feels that she cannot receive in order to bestow and restrict herself. This action is called restriction. And after the restriction, there's already a different calculation that she decides to receive only to the extent that by that she can bestow to the Creator. Otherwise, she doesn't receive at all.
Yes, I mean that it tried to receive only in order to bestow, but to the fullest. This is to begin with.
That's what she wanted.
No.
She tried, yeah.
Okay.
After that comes an additional stage to go for only a portion. How does this next stage arrive? Does it come to connection?
She constantly wants to keep connection with the upper light, with the Creator. That's why she tries to receive in order to bestow as much as she remains in adhesion with the Creator. That builds a series of potsufim in her, that together they're all called a line. And it turns out that through this line, she receives in order to bestow.
Thank you.
Again.
About the
But the opposite value of lights and vessels, we're saying that Malchut is the largest and realest vessel that needs to receive everything. But we're saying that the lights enter through Keter, and the Keter receive everything.
Keter doesn't receive.
Passes through it. And finally, the light of Yechidah goes into it. And Malchut doesn't receive anything, and only at the end receives the light of Nefesh, the small light of Nefesh. But it's the biggest desire. Why only the light of Nefesh?
That's called the opposite value between lights and vessels. You're asking this. If the light that enters the Neran Chai reaches Malchut, is that the smallest light in the Ten Sefirot?
It's written the light of Nefesh.
The light of Nefesh. So why is Neran Chai the light of Nefesh?
I didn't understand.
Let's say it's the light of Nefesh. I'll go according to what you think. Yeah,
and
Malchut is the biggest desire. It needs to receive the light of Yechida. Why is it only receiving Nefesh?
Malchut is the biggest will to receive. It needs to receive the light of Yechida.
According to logic,
does she have a capability to receive the light of Yechida according to equivalence of form with a light?
Apparently not.
No. That's why she receives a very small measure of the light called the light of Nefesh. All in all the Sefirot receive the Neran Chai, and they completely fill everything. When these lights fill their Sefirot completely, that's called the light of Ein Sof that fills the vessel.
So Malchut never will receive more than the light of Nefesh.
Right.
So we need to relate everything together and not just to Malchut.
Right.
Basof Sham.
Who's in the end there?
Tadav.
Thank you, Rav. He writes at the end of the item that there is a... Wait, sorry?
יש הפרש בין אור פנימי שבאק ובין אור אינסוף.
There is a gap between light of Ak and it's called the surrounding light. What is the difference between surrounding light and light of Ensof?
What's this gap between the inner light and the light of Ensof? The inner light is what the vessel can receive in order to bestow. The light of Ein Sof is what exists so far outside of the vessel as surrounding light. What else did you ask?
He writes that there is inner light and there is Ein Sof, and the difference between them is the surrounding light.
Right.
What is surrounding light?
It exists around the vessel.
What is the difference between it and the light of Ein Sof?
The light of Ein Sof is all the light that exists around the vessel and will eventually go in the vessel in the end of all corrections.
So is there a difference between the surrounding light as Ein Sof, in quality or in something?
The surrounding light and the light of Ein Sof, obviously there's a difference between, because Ein Sof means no limits, what the Creator wants to give to the created being according to His plan. And what'd you ask?
And surrounding light.
And surrounding light is what the vessel is rejecting and cannot receive for now. For now it won't receive it because of the lack of the screen, lack of the intention to bestow.
So where does this light go, the surrounding light?
It exists around the vessel. That's why it's called surrounding.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Can it be said that the surrounding light of Galgalta turns into straight light of Ab?
No, not exactly, but from the surrounding light of Galgalta, from a part of it, the inner light of Ab is made.
Or is it straight?
Inner light. Inner light of Ab? Yeah, it's after Galgalta. So whatever Golgotha didn't receive and left on the outside as its surrounding light, from that the next potsuf performs a coupling by striking and receives in order to bestow a part of the light that remained from Golgotha.
So why can't it be called a direct light of Av?
Before Av receives it as direct light, you can call it that way. Because it's called according to its action. If it wasn't received in order to bestow it, so how can you call it that?
What is direct light of Av composed from?
The direct light of Av, what it's made of, I don't know what, let's say, the light that comes from Golgotha to Av, and
no,
it's better to say this, that the light that expands in Potsuf Ab from Golgotha to the entire Potsuf Ab is called the inner light of Ab. But you're asking about the direct light of Ab?
Yes. What does Ab do striking by coupling by striking?
With what remains after Golgotha.
And it's not called a direct light of Ab? This is what he's asking.
No, direct light is that something that the vessel is performing. After Golgotha, as much as it received, and as much as it didn't receive, that supposedly goes to Ab. Then Ab calculates coupling by striking and fills itself in order to bestow, and that's called Potsuf Ab.
So
the question in this formula is surrounding light of Golgotha, what it calculated and said I cannot receive. Does it pass it to Ab for calculation there?
Right.
So it comes out that maybe my clarifications aren't correct, but it comes that the light of Ab is the remnants of Golgotha.
What Golgotha didn't receive goes to Ab, and from that, Ab receives a part of his inner light.
And there's striking by, coupling by striking on that.
Of course, without coupling by striking, you can receive. Yes.
I don't know what the correct question, but something isn't clothed in my logic. Every pertsuf is a discernment, right? I don't understand why the Creator to begin with didn't give Golgotha all of the light and gave it small portions and grew it and grew it and grew it. It's like it's working different. A baby is giving a full bottle, so he drinks a little. So why not give it a little and then a little and a little and then give it the entire bottle? The Creator works opposite here.
Exactly like you said. According to your rationality, that's how the Creator works.
So why is it receiving all of the light instead of giving one drop and then a little bit more?
It receives everything, and as much as it can receive, it takes, and as much as it can, it passes it on. And that's how all the Patsufim work, Togmar Tikkun.
Yes, but why the Creator to begin with didn't give it a little bit and gave it all of the light?
So what will she pass on?
It will add more light and more light and more light.
The Creator doesn't want that. He's lazy.
No, it is my logic. They give a baby another step, another step, another step, and then it'll be able to realize the entire package.
So that's what I'm saying. Here it works in a different way. Golgotha is given all the light of Ein Sof. What it understands, that is the light of Ein Sof. She receives a part yes and a part not, and there are a lot of more actions there. Why is it necessary? You'll see.
Yes, sir. Can I ask about the relationship between Abba and Galgalta?
Yeah.
Galgalta received as much as it could in order to bestow. Whatever it was unable to remained a surrounding light. Abba came, who has a smaller degree of aviyut, it's weaker than Galgalta. How is it possible that it can receive something that Galgalta wasn't able to?
Ab performs a coupling by striking on the light. That remained after Galgalta received and performs a calculation and receives in order to bestow according to his desire. Not that it receives a greater light, but that he draws light from Ein Sof through Galgalta. Galgalta from this receives another portion of light in, except for what it took for itself, except for the light of Nefesh, and it fills itself with the light of Ruach, and then Ab fills itself with the light of Nefesh of its own. In this way, all the Patsufim keep coming until there's all the Neran Chai in all the Patsufim from Ein Sof till the last Patsuf. Yeah.
Why didn't Galgalta receive what he didn't receive?
There's no more screen, no more attention to bestow.
After it came up,
yeah,
that is her in essence, just weaker.
Well, I don't know what you want to say. Obviously, Ab was born from Galgalta.
So you're
saying everything that is called Galgalta didn't have the strength to receive in order to bestow. It refined its screen as Galgalta, and Ab was birthed, came Ab, and suddenly he does have the strength to receive what a moment ago he didn't have in order to bestow.
You're speaking of Galgalta?
I'm speaking of what is the difference between Ab and Galgalta. Where does Ab, that is seemingly weaker than Galgalta, has the strength to receive in order to bestow something that Galgalta was unable to?
No.
Or Ein Sof.
The light of Ein Sof is before the.
Or Ein Sof nimtza lifnei.
The light of Ein Sof is before Galgalta. It starts filling all the Paltzufim according to their ability. Then Galgalta can receive as much as it can. And as much as it can't, it passes on to Ab. Passes it to Ab. Why can it pass it to Ab? And why can Ab receive what Galgalta didn't? Because Ab receives a lot less than Galgalta in a different coarseness from Galgalta. If Galgalta is the root, so Ab is coarseness of 1, then 2, 3, 4, the rest of the Patsufim. So it turns out that every next Patsuf receives a much lesser light than the previous Patsuf. And in this way, they gradually fill the vessels. Yeah.
The lesser coarseness with which Ab and Inma and Bon go to work, when the coarseness diminishes, the object that is approaching that same light to check what it can receive in order to bestow from that, it's a different object?
Of course.
What changes in its essence?
everything, the desire, the screen, the light that fills it, everything is different. Just the previous Partsuf was the source, that through it, it received the light that it needed, the desire as it needed, the screen that it needed.
Ken, Maitzka.
What is it?
אז בהמשך אפשר להגיד ככה שאב.
So to continue, is it okay to say that Ab received the light, what was the inner light of Galgalta?
ודאי שגלגלת
Ab received from the surrounding, the new surrounding light.
Of course, Galgalta keeps changing. If Ab Sag Main Bon, all the next Patsufim demand new lights from it, new vessels, new screens, new forces. So she passes all these things to them. In order to pass it to them, she needs to receive all this from Ein Sof. Perform a reception on them, meaning absorb them. And then pass it on.
Meaning what was the inner light of Galgalta went to Ab.
I can say so.
It's new to me.
I guess
we need to say that both Galgalta and Ab are looking at the same thing, but they're seeing it differently, because like we said, different coarseness, different Rosh.
Everything is different. Nothing is like the previous.
But they're all looking at the same thing, this light of Ein Sof, just from a different vessel, they're seeing different things.
Who you are talking about looking at the lighter?
Meaning when the Masach is doing Zivug De'akah, it's like it has direct light in front of the pleasure that it's looking to get in.
Yeah.
But it's like this, they're all looking at this pleasure completely different, and this is what is changing here.
Yes. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. I have to go to Kiev 1.
Meyer.
Quick.
Yes, dear Rav, the coarseness of the Malchut of Ein Sof is the same as Galgalta.
Aviyut Malchut Shel.
The coarseness of Malchut.
Malchut of Ein Sof is the same coarseness as Galgalta.
I can't answer that. Oh, so we hear Russian and then I hear Hebrew and it's not the same thing here. Let me hear them just like they're asking, all of them. Ask again, Vlad.
Yes, dear Rav. Coarseness of Malchut of Ein Sof is the same as the Galgalta. That is its next degree, but with a screen.
It
depends on the state that Galgalta is in.
The
coarseness of Galgalta from zero to Ein Sof. There's all kinds of variations. Okay.
But in its potential, is it the same Aviyut or no? Is it the same 4 degrees of Aviyut?
Yes, yes. Moscow 7.
Rav, it appears to me that we can't look separately at Ab and just see that it is the continuation of Galgalta. So what is the right way to look at it?
Turkey 5.
Turkey 5.
Shalom, Rav. My friend's asking, sometimes, I'm asking about the descent of the Congress. Sometimes we reveal sparks of holiness at conventions. Facing the power that surrounds the whole reality, while the person wants to make himself similar to him, Sometimes, on the contrary, he may start to calculate what he can get from him through the whole reality and have a desire to receive. What is your advice in these situations?
Hold on to one another, and as much as possible, stay up. Because specifically now that you're after a congress, you can turn what you received in the congress to knowledge and interchanges if you hold each other together.
Woman Moscow.
Women Moscow.
Скажите, пожалуйста, в чем разница между отраженным светом?
Tell me, please, what is the difference between reflected light?
Ведь у них кетер, источник.
And the expansion of the light since.
Зе ло хашув.
It's not important. That is not important. Where the source of light is.
Achshav, woman muck.
Woman muck.
Вы говорили, что качество экрана в подобии. Когда
you are saying that the quality of screen is in the equivalence when the screen can pass the light in order to bestow. And what does it equalize to the light?
The light depends on that as much as it enters the vessel. So it turns out that the screen is the source of the light.
H10.
If the whole division in the world of the souls comes to quality and quantity, there is many souls in the degree.
We're not speaking about the souls yet. Speak about what we're studying now.
It's a different question. If we are working from above downwards, from the below upwards, then gradually we reveal how it enters from above downwards.
Yes. Kabu 7.
Thank you, Rav. In the text it says, before the restriction, it's called surrounding light. Now, I always thought that the surrounding light comes as a result of the direct light, the masach, and the reflected light. Or even the result of a betush.
You should see according to what's written in the book that the surrounding light is what surrounds the partsuf and causes the partsuf to go through all kinds of motion. PT
19.
What is the role of the work for us to turn the line to inner light?
The role of our spiritual work is to adhere to the Creator.
Yes, but you have surrounding light and inner light. What is the role of the surrounding light and inner light? How do you connect between them?
To shake us up so we will perform actions to come closer to the end of corrections.
You need to turn the surrounding light to inner light?
Yes.
So that's the work. Thank you very much.
Good.
Yeah?
A general question from women Lithuania. What is the best approach to the study of Pticha? First of all, from a logical point, like a formula in school, or to begin to search these actions in emotion?
First of all, take the original text that is translated to the language a person understands, and read it very well, few times, even 10 times, each and every excerpt, and in this way advance in the preface of the wisdom of Kabbalah. That is what I recommend. That's it. Afterwards, we'll talk. We are in item 31, so at least up to here, let everybody read it to as depth, as go as deep as you can, be meticulous about it. That's it.
Ken.
Yeah.
Good morning, teacher. It's about what Moti asked. Why doesn't the Creator give it a little bit, little by little, and instead gives the whole bottle? Is it because from the side of the Creator there is no limitation and only Malchut begins to limit?
Exactly that, exactly.
Meaning that you don't limit in bestowal.
Exactly.
Another small question.
Yeah.
Towards the end there, he writes that after the first restriction and the screen in Malchut, Zivug Daka, the striking by coupling, and then the screen returned and went to the 10 Sefirot in the Rosh and 10 Sefirot in the Guf. There is 10 Sefirot in the Rosh and 10 Sefirot in the Guf, which...
No, so always 10 and not 9 and not 11.
It's not 3 and 7?
No, if we make all those divisions, so we say 3 and 7, you're right, but it's always 10. In their essence, we divide them as a part that is 3 and a part that is 7, you're right. But wherever it's 3, there's 10, and wherever there's 7, that's also 10.
How do you divide it? I mean, what is the limit when you begin, when you stop to divide everything in 10 and 10 and 10?
No, all the way to Ein Sof. If there won't be 10, so in the end you won't have Malchut and a light that will enter the Malchut. There has to be 10 and no other.
So every number, regardless,
the light that builds of itself through all the vessels must reach Malchut and build it, and then it has to give reflected light that comes back to Keter.
Chok.
It's a law.
No, beseder.
Oh, okay.
10 is wholeness.
Wholeness.
Meaning when we say that 3 is like 10, it means that the Rosh is making a complete decision. It knows exactly how much it is receiving, how much it's not.
I'll say yes, even though you don't really hear your question. Or you want to grab me in or something. It's always 10. The fact that we say 7 or 5 or 10 or 13 or 12, there are all kinds of numbers. It's always 10. Just in order to measure them in their essence, so we calculate it differently. Okay. Okay. Give us the ending.
We're scheduled for today, Monday, from 10 to 10:30. There is a new program, news program with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lightman. Recorded and 12 to 1 o'clock, there is an afternoon lesson. Friends, please notice those of you, those friends who have fever, cough, please don't participate in the physical lesson until you are completely healthy. And a song. מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהותו וגם מיטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב.
in all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine. Казахстан, Сибирь и Крым дышат воздухом одним. Устремление едино от Москвы до Сахалина, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина. Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite. Igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine. Miren lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán. Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén. Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones. Grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón. Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite. Igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine.